I'm very proud to be here. I'm proud to see so many of you great people here. You folk here are the creme de la creme of the agriculture society. Many sit, many complain, but you folk, you are the doers.
I'm William Taylor, coordinator of Farmers for Action in Northern Ireland. We're here outside the EU office in Belfast today because agriculture in Northern Ireland has had 20 years of mismanagement of agriculture by the EU, and I have to add, corporate influence mismanagement.
There's a letter here today. What is in the letter and what is it that you'd like to see done to improve the situation here in Northern Ireland?
The EU is heading into a referendum in the UK. We're saying to farmers across the UK, why on earth would they vote to stay in the EU in 2016 unless the EU honours its pledges, such as Article 39b, that states rural dwellers are to be properly rewarded for their work. We're seeing, for instance, here today that a lot of vegetable farmers are afraid to come here in case the supermarkets would delist them. This is a ridiculous situation to be in 2015. So we have a situation of Northern Ireland farmers getting out of bed every morning to lose money. Now that has caused extreme hardship for a lot of farmers financially, but worse still, family breakups. The Samaritans in Rural Support are talking about a 20% increase in the last 12 months of contact to their offices. What we need is Stormont now to go forward with legislation on farm gate prices.
What's your name, sir?
James Stewart. I'm a dairy farmer. We're getting currently 18 pence for our milk. It's a very difficult time.
And you're quite young compared to some of the farmers here today. Are you noticing that a lot more people in the younger generations are trying to maybe steer out of farming now because it's in such a crisis?
A lot of young people I know, they're just not enough margins on what they're producing to actually make a living. We've had to lay a couple of people off that work for us to keep more money in the business, and that's leaving us that we're having to work a lot longer hours.
And sir, what's your name?
Johnny Matthews.
And are you a farmer yourself?
I am a dairy farmer from Donaghcloney.
Explain to the listeners who maybe aren't involved in farming directly just what exactly is the problem at the minute.
We're not getting paid enough for our product. We have a cost production for our product but currently it's running across the UK at 28p and I'm currently receiving 18p. Everybody says we need single farm payments and subsidies. I'd love to know where they are. Yes, you get a single farm payment, but it's worth 1 pence per litre over my milk. And that's, I'm already losing 10p. So you take another penny, I'm losing 9p. No business can sustain that. We would like intervention raised to a normal price. The last time intervention was looked at it was 2002.
What's your name?
Derek Torrens, I'm a dairy farmer. Basically the milk price, the weather, cheap imports coming in and EU regulations as well. Tough things aren't hard enough like with the weather. Some overproduction as well of milk is also the reason why the milk price is so bad. You know, Asda there recently said that they're going to give us so much more for milk and all that. But that's just like a sticky plaster and a busted artery. You know, it's only a matter of time till there'll be a price war and they'll bring that back down again. You know, there needs to be a set price, a guarantee.
Eric Lindsay's the name, and Suckler Head. We're feeding all year there at Bulls, and they're not even making a penny, you know, so it's so disappointing, you know. Everybody's suffering, the beef man, the sheep man, the pig man. I have a grandson, and I don't think I would want him to farm, you know. This man here has grandsons too. He's not pushing his grandsons on to be farmers because he knows that there's no money in it at the moment.
Farmers always been in the family, way back to my father's time. I have a son now working on the family farm, and he has three grandsons. But at the moment, I don't think we'd be pushing them towards farming. It's too stressful. Pretty sad, surely, but you can't expect them to work for nothing. But and saying all that, farming is a great life, and I enjoyed farming all my life. If I didn't enjoy it, I wouldn't be doing it.